It's Twiz
and Vanessa, and it's Girl Power Tuesday. Here's what you need to know this week. Wink.
With a Y.
Boy, Twyla, it's good to see you.
Yeah,
welcome
girl.
Back to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Arena and Trilla, I feel good to be here.
Boy,
you'll be back.
Twiz, my heart's heavy though.
Talk to me, all gone.
As you might have heard, a woman died on Sunday in a multi-vehicle collision on Mandela Highway. That's right near 6 Mile.
Right, yeah, I've heard about it.
The police report says that the car that she was in attempted to overtake a line of traffic, and it crashed into a garbage truck whose driver lost control and then hit into two other vehicles. Many times on this program, we have stressed the importance of road safety, people. And today we're coming like scratch record. We have to stress it, because many times collisions and fatal accidents really didn't have to happen. A carelessness. So, people, if you're driving within the speed limit and you're doing what you're supposed to do, chances are
these things won't happen.
Yeah.
So, like, the road codes and signs and markings that tell us that the speed limit is whatever in a certain area, defensive driving, yeah, all them nice things, those theories must actually come to life when we go on the road in our daily practice, or else we'll continue to lose productive citizens. So,
yeah,
this
I was
can't
speeding
work.
Ago. Come on, people. The lady that died made the 100th road fatality since the start of the year. What a way to go. So, Mr. Taximan, and you, Miss Lady, right now listening to me in traffic, you wait up on your phone. Only need for pay attention and wise up, please.
Yeah, for real. If you stop the speeding and stop the reckless overtaking, the drunk and distracted driving, like, you know, frankly speaking, I only for obey the road warnings.
If the whole I want to talk to the taximan, is it I'm slow down or I want to come out of here and don't pay my cent? Because the whole I want to collectively have a voice. Right, so on a lighter note though, literally, a lighter note.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we just get rid of that little stress there for him.
Shake it off.
Yeah. Yesterday, the government handed over 500 solar lamps for a pilot project which will serve 7 constituencies in the corporate area.
The aim is to reduce open flame usage in households.
Yeah.
The use of open flames like candles
and kerosene lamp.
Yeah. Has over the years caused a number of house fires which have led to loss of lives.
Like that fire that killed the 3 children in Cockburn Pen, otherwise known as Coburn Gardens, in January this year.
Listen, them something there, they do not need to happen. We're up in flame a go. We don't want repeats of those incidents, so the government is working to distribute these solar lamps and remind people to not use open flames as light sources. So, it not go cut it.
So like what them do, like them put the solar lamps take all of the energy from the sun in the day, and then them can turn it on
so
at
you
night.
Can, yeah, you can charge up in the sun and then you can use it at night.
Right, talk about innovation.
Yeah, and conservation.
Mm-hmm. Remember people, safety first in whatever you do. Zine?
Yeah.
Ah, cool. So, Twiz, it's beginning to look a lot like
Labor Day. Although this is one holiday, you really should be doing something constructive in your community, not just for Labor Day, people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Workers' Week is coming up.
Yeah, that's from May 14. So, the focus for Labor Day will be improving access to critical services for persons with disabilities. My people! Listen, everyone, I'm going to champion on the cars and I can't done now.
Yeah.
So, we have to ramp up the thing.
Ah, you're coming with a tagline. So, Labor Day is Wednesday, May 23. It falls on a Wednesday. And Workers' Week, as we said before, begins Monday, May 14. And ends on Labor Day. So we have a few things to look forward to for this month. You can stay tuned to Wink as we keep you in the know.
I might have said ramp it up earlier. Just a little emphasis. So the theme this year is ramp it up, fix it up, right? So they might ramp up the place.
Mm-hmm.
Installing wheelchair ramps.
Wheelchair accessible.
Right? And they might fix up educational facilities like schools and health facilities like health centers.
Yeah,
right.
It's all about inclusion.
Right.
Making our facilities more diverse and accommodative for persons with disabilities. So be honest in mind as you go forward with the projects.
Alright, and remember you can register your projects at labourday@mcges, that's mcges.gov.jm. You can also visit jis.gov.jm.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labor Day link will be there, so you can register there as well. And before we go, just a reminder that
let's
the Kingston
that.
And St. Andrew Municipal Corporation will be having a Child Month service that's coming up on Sunday, May 6th, in memory of children who've died under violent or tragic circumstances.
And it will be held at the Secret Gardens at the intersection of Tower and Church Streets at 9 a.m. All are invited, so you can come on over and attend the service.
And that's it for Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News.
Instagram @JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. So until next time, guess who this is? Twiz.
And I'm Vanessa. And remember, knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.